Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, beloved. You're listening to Set Free Live, and I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing to be with you. We are thanking and giving God glory, praising His holy name for all of His goodness, His tender mercy, and His loving kindness. It's a joy and a blessing to be with you, beloved. It has been a while since I have been on the air, but I am thanking God for just allowing us to be back again and get back on the radio and ministry in this form. We just appreciate the Lord and all that He is doing. And we're going to be doing a series of messages entitled How to Expose or Recognize Satan's Weapons. We realize in this day and time that the enemy fights us all kinds of ways. And a lot of times we don't recognize the weapons that he uses, and he comes at us in such slick ways. So this message is dealing with exposing his weapons, exposing Satan's weapons, so that we can recognize when these darts and things come at us instead of fighting against people. Or, a lot of times it's easy for us to fight against what we see. But when we recognize that our battle is not with flesh nor with blood, but it's against the enemy, we recognize him for who he is, and we begin to take authority in the name of Jesus. We can pull down these strongholds and pull down things that is coming at us in the name of Jesus, and just taking the authority and using the authority that God has given us. So I pray over the next few minutes as we go into this message that you will be blessed and minister to. I want you to get your Bibles and just join us as we go into the Word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us, God, to be on the radio and just come before your people, Lord God, with your Word. And we just ask that you anoint your Word, anoint every listener, Father. Anoint and you bless, Father. Minister in this hour to us in a special way. And we thank you, Father, for all things. Thank you for what you're doing for us. We praise your holy name, and we give you glory, honor right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, the scripture that we're going to be the key scripture for this particular lesson is 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. I'm going to back up, though, and read verse 3. But the key scripture is verse 4. Verse 3 says this. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not fleshy, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down," verse 5, "casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, in bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Verse 6 says, "And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." So we know by this that, first of all, we cannot fight a good war in the flesh. The only way that the enemy is defeated is when we get in the spirit and we begin to pray the word of God, and we stand on the word and we take the word and we fight with the word. Amen. Because he cannot stand up against the word of the Lord. So our weapons, they're not carnal, okay? But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, we can't fight in the flesh again with carnality, with what our reasoning and our finite mind. We have to pull up, and we have to allow the Lord to give us the weapons according to the word that we really need to fight with. And the main weapon we know is the word of God. Praise is a weapon. Amen. When we pray in the spirit, that's a weapon. Glory to God, because a lot of times we don't know what to pray for. But when we begin to go up in the Holy Ghost, we begin to pray, then the Holy Ghost can give us what's going on, and then he'll give us exactly how to pray to defeat the enemy or to abort his mission. And we're not trying to exalt him. We're trying to expose. Amen. So we're exposing him on today. Amen. Now, and we know that the enemy uses various weapons, many weapons, plots, plans, and purposes of his to abort the mission of God. But as we seek the Lord will reveal his plots and his plans and his purposes and give us how to abort his mission against our lives in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, as we apply the counterattacks, because this is what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about different weapons exposed, but there are counterattacks, how we can come against what he's trying to bring at us. And we use the word of the Lord to do that. Amen. So as we apply the counterattacks by speaking the word of God, we will be able to quench every fiery dart that the enemy throws at us. Now, the first weapon I want to talk about is adversity. Now, when you think of adversity, again, we wouldn't think that on a normal plane that, well, this is just something that's happening. You know, adversity happens from time to time. But adversity is circumstances or conditions that cause anguish, affliction, distress, physical discomfort, and psychological damage. These events, they can be on a national plane, they can be financial, they can be physical. We can see this in our ministry when anguish comes or affliction comes or distress. In other words, the enemy can throw a confusion bomb in the midst of the church. I'm saying confusion as a bomb because when confusion comes in, the Bible says it's every evil work comes in with it. And so when, for example, you see confusion rise up in the midst of the body, that could be adversity because, first of all, it will throw you off focus if you're not careful. And then you're trying to diffuse that. So he has a lot of little tactics and tricks that he'll try to throw us off of focus. Okay. These events, they can also be spiritual or, again, psychological in nature or emotional, mental things, mental anguishes, and mental afflictions. All of these things can be adversity. Okay, but Proverbs 24 and 10 says this, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So when adversity comes, and it just may come, that's not the time to faint. That's not the time to give up. Trouble will come. But when trouble comes, that's when we dig in our heels. And the Bible says that if we put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand, that's the time to stand. That's not the time to go hide. That's not the time to tuck your tail. Amen. That is the time, glory to God, to stand and allow the Lord, glory to God, to do what needs to be done. Amen. So that victory can be won in our lives. Amen. Now, so how do we counterattack adversity? When we realize that we're faced with adversity, we need to take this verse, Isaiah 59 and 19. It says this, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now, so when we see adversity again, when we see affliction, distress, when we are attacked and it just looks like it comes out of nowhere, the Bible says, when he comes in like a flood, and that's how he comes, all of a sudden, we're not expecting the flood to come. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up, amen, a standard against him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That means that the enemy will fight for you, beloved. He will fight on your behalf. A lot of times we want to do all the fighting. We think we have to do everything, but sometimes God wants us to stand. Allow that standard to stand up high. Raise the standard of holiness. Raise the standard of righteousness. Raise the standard of integrity. Come on now. Raise the standard of excellent, glory to God, and watch the Lord, glory to God, defeat the enemy on your behalf. Now, Proverbs 17 and 17 says this, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. So we know again that adversity will come, afflictions will come. Amen. We saw what Job has gone through in the Word of God. Different men and women of God have faced adversity, but they did not stay there. They did not remain. Amen. God gave victory, and He will give victory to you as well. Glory to God. Now, another weapon that I want to talk about is condemnation. The spirit of condemnation, glory to God, causes mental and emotional torment by the enemy, imposing an overwhelming sense of guilt, long-term remorse and shame in spite of confessed sin and a repentant heart. God is the one that convicts. Satan condemns. Now, conviction comes so that we will repent. Once we have repented, the spirit of conviction lifts because a peace will come in. Amen. It's very important that you know that. That conviction will only last if you repent, or if you reject the Lord, the conviction will leave as well. Amen. But if you repent of sin, if you've done something that you know you shouldn't have done, and you know conviction comes on you because you feel like, oh my God, godly sorrow, amen, leads to repentance because you know that you've hurt God, you've transgressed against Him, conviction comes. Now, condemnation comes, amen, to our mind. You may have repented of something, but you feel an overwhelming sense of guilt, condemnation. You just can't get over it. You know, the thing just keeps popping up in your face. You know the Lord has forgiven you, but yet you're condemned. That's the spirit that comes from the enemy, and it causes all kinds of stress, mental anguish. You just can't seem to get through it. You can't get to that freedom that you know God really has already given you. Amen. But Romans 8:1 says this: there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So once we have asked God to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us, He does that. The Bible says He's faithful and He's just to forgive us and cleanse us of all of our sin. He comes in with peace. We know that we've been washed in the blood. Amen. So when the enemy tries to bring condemnation, throw a thought at you of shame or feeling of shame, amen, you can stand up and say, there is no condemnation because I'm not walking in the flesh. I'm no longer submitting to that thing that I was doing, but I'm surrendering myself to the Spirit of the Lord, and I thank the Lord Jesus for cleansing me. The enemy has to leave. He can't stay. Beloved, we have to begin to speak the Word of God into our life, into our situation. That's where our freedom lies. Amen. Now, so this is what we have to do, glory to God, to combat him. Know, you have to know in your knower, in your spirit, that God has set you free, and that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That's John 8:36. God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's John 3:17. So we know that our salvation and our deliverance comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have to apply the blood to our situation, to our lives. Amen. When we repent, we turn. We don't keep doing the same ugly stuff. Amen. That brings the shame and brings the guilt. You see, actually, when you're in that, you're going to be guilty. You're going to be full of shame. And then when the Lord targets it, if you're not ready to come out, you're going to feel even more guilty. Come on now. Glory to God. But once we repent, we come on out of it. We stop sinning. Amen. We make a good, healthy choice to change our lives, that Jesus Christ really can make a difference in us and allow that peace to come in and the liberty and freedom that the Holy Ghost gives us to come in so that we, amen, can walk free. Now, you're listening to Set Free Live. and Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it's a blessing, beloved, to be on the air again with you. Amen. We're talking about exposing Satan's weapons on today. Amen. How to defeat him, how to combat, amen, the tactics that the enemy throws at us to keep us in bondage. We know that Jesus came to set us free, and he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus came, amen, died for us, for our sins, sicknesses, and diseases, beloved, so that we may be free. Glory to God. Now, let's continue on. Another weapon, amen, is entanglements. To be entangled means to be caught in a net or web that stagnates growth, progress, or development, and keeps a person stuck in circumstances so that they really, that they may really want to be delivered from. Amen. You can be find yourself in a trap, find yourself caught up mentally, in mental bondage, for example, heaviness, for example, and you really want to get out. You realize you're caught, but you're stuck. Okay, that's an entanglement. Once we're delivered from this, we must be careful because the enemy will seek to cause us to fall into the same or similar entanglement again. Okay, you could have a flesh problem. It could be fornication, adultery. You could be a liar, a cheater. Amen. You got to be careful. A con artist. Do you know there are spiritual con artists? They're con artists. They were cons in the world. They come over into Jesus, and they feel like, you know, they can't wait on God to do it the right way. They got to con their way through. Amen. That's a spirit. That really is an entrapment, an entanglement, because actually God can't work for us when we work in those type of, it's a form of deception. And God's not pleased with that, beloved. We must come clean and allow the Lord, amen, to clean us up. Amen. Now, if you have questions or comments about this lesson message, I do encourage you, amen, to call in. Amen. The call-in number is 718-664-9578. You're listening to Set Free Live. Glory to God, and it is a blessing to be on the air on this morning. Amen. Now, getting back to the word of the Lord, 2 Peter 2 and 20 says this, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning." Listen, beloved, it's very important to know this, that when the Lord delivers and sets us free from entanglements or anything that has brought bondage, that we stay out of the entanglement, that we do not go back in it. If you know that you've been bound with lust, then you got to, amen, saturate your mind and your heart, your spirit with the word of the Lord. Amen. Once he frees you, you can't stop there. You got to get that word, get the word down in you. Amen. Change your thought patterns. Don't look at things that will try to bring lust. And it's not, lust come in all forms. You could just have a craving to spend money. You know, watch too much television. Get on the phone. You know, whatever that flesh is craving, you've got to allow the Lord to defeat that thing in your life. Amen. And don't get caught back up in it, because if you find yourself back in the same thing, it's going to be worse. First of all, the hole's going to be deeper. Come on now. And then that means you're going to have to that much further to climb out of that hole. Glory to God. Don't go back in it. Don't go back. Whatever you're doing, you need to stop doing it. If you're watching stuff you don't need to be watching, even on television, don't put the wicked thing before your eyes. If you know that thing is causing you, your spirit man, to go down, to wane, the anointing in you to wane, amen, is losing. You're losing strength spiritually. You're staying in the carnal realm. You won't sacrifice your time. Instead of watching TV that hour, you need to pick up the Bible. Amen. Read a chapter. Glory to God. Get in the Word. Let the Word saturate your spirit, beloved. This is an hour where we need our spirit man strengthened. We're strengthening the inner man by the Word of God, not by feeding the flesh, petting the flesh. Amen. We've got to get out of the flesh. Amen. We've got to stop living for the body, comforting the soul, and then the spirit just gets what's left over. We should live spirit, soul, and body. In other words, God is first. Come on now. Amen. When we put him first, when we seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things will be added unto us. So this is our will. When we realize that we're entangled, amen, in bondage, we need to allow the Lord to pull us out of it and stay free. Amen. Now, listen. So the counterattack is to basically destroy the entanglements. Decree and declare that God gives you the strength and courage to break free of every entanglement. There is nothing that comes in our life that God is not able to deliver us from. Amen. Galatians 5:1 says this, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's Galatians 5:1. Amen. So once we're free, amen, beloved, we can stay free, because he who the Son says free again is free indeed. Amen. Now, we have a few more minutes. Let's go a little further. Now, let's talk about false burdens. It's a normal thing for us to be burdened for people and situations. However, when the burden becomes heavy to the point of weighing us down, it is time to look at the situation to see if the burden that we're carrying is truly from God. And the reason I say this is Matthew 11:29-30 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. Now, God gives us burdens, but those burdens are not so overbearing that we cannot carry them. So if you've picked up something, you picked up a weight, you picked up a burden, and it's not from the Lord, and it's weighing you down, you can't walk, you can't keep your head up, you can't pray, you can't get in the Word, you can't come to Bible study. Come on now. Glory to God. You're carrying something you ain't got no business carrying. Amen. Or you're taking it too far. Come on now. Amen. We still got to function. We got to move. Glory to God. We got to keep stepping forward. Do not allow the enemy, when things come at you, adversity, all this stuff come, don't allow it to make you get in a place where you just can't go. You can't preach. You can't teach. You can't do nothing. Glory to God. But stew. That's where the enemy wants you. Amen. He got you entangled. Glory to God. He got you in bondage. Amen. And it's time for us to come on out of that. Amen. And allow the Lord to be God in our lives. Amen. So this is what we must do. Amen. The counterattack. And it shall come in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Isaiah 10:27. The anointing of God must remain activated in our lives, even in the midst of adversity, even in the midst of entanglements that we may get in. Once we realize what it is, we come on out of it. Amen. We allow the Lord to free us. Glory to God. If it's a false burden, we picked up somebody else's burden. Or, amen. Heaviness, whatever it is, we give it to Jesus, and we allow him to take it. Glory to God. Now, finally, I want to talk about one more on today, and that is gossip. Gossip is like a venom. It's poison. This weapon is made powerful because one of the things that gets gossip going is rumors, hearsay. We sensationalize talking, sensationalization or whatever, talking and commentary to undermine and destroy a person's image, influence, reputation, relationships, name, and even future. This is a very powerful, evil weapon, gossip. Beloved, stop gossiping. Stop talking about your brother, your sister, your boss. Come on. When we have disagreements, we see things we don't like, the best thing to do is take it to God. Because you may start off innocent, you may start sharing something and it's real innocent, you don't mean any harm, but before you know it, you have spoken slander, you've criticized, you've judged, you've pulled down, on and on. It's venom. It's snake. It's a snakeish spirit. Come on. Amen. So we have to be very, very careful and stop listening to all the rumors. A lot of the stuff that we listen to, number one, it ain't healthy. Glory to God. And it keeps you in mess, keeps you tangled up. Glory to God. You're a wild vine. Amen. Glory to God. And you let anything and everything travel through you. So when the pure word comes, it has no effect because you're so tainted. Glory to God. And God cannot use us when we're tainted. He can't speak. You don't know if it's God, if it's you, if it's the enemy, because your spirit is so tainted. Come on now. We got to stay clear. Stay free. Amen. You know, it's all right to have relationships and talk and fellowship and all of that is good. But we have to be mindful when conversations begin to go the other way. Immediately grab it. The Bible says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that will exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So we have to be very careful. Amen. Now listen, James 3, 5, and 6 says this, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So Jesus warns us about the misuse of the tongue and the eternal judgment that awaits those who refuse to bring their tongue under the subjection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will give account of every idle word, beloved, that we speak. So we must be careful of the word that we speak, because Jesus will hold it to our charge. Be very careful how you talk. Finally, Matthew 12, 30, 26 and 27 says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So this is what we must do. According to Psalms 19 and 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When we keep this word before us, when the temptation to gossip or talk or any of that comes, we want our words to be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. It'll stop us, because we'll get convicted. Wait a minute, I'm getting into an area I ain't got no business going into. Amen. Put a guard on your mouth, beloved. Watch what you say. Amen. Do not allow the enemy to use gossip to bring defeat not only into your life, which it will, but also the lives of others. Amen. You've been listening to Set Free Live. Glory to God, and we thank God for this word on today. Father, as we have, amen, gone into this word, Father, we ask that you take this word in our heart. Hide it in us, O God, that we might not sin against you. Help us, Lord God. Put a guard on our spirit. Oh, Father God, we thank you for revealing, amen, the enemy's tactics and weapons and how he comes to bring defeat in our lives. We thank you for your word that, God, for every attack, there is a counterattack. There's a way out, glory to God, because you give us the way out according to your word. I want you to strengthen us and bless us, Father. Help us, Lord God, to be sensitive to you, to seek your face some more. Father, that you would bring about change in our lives, change in our homes, change, oh God, in our ministries. Minister to every minister that may be listening on today. Father, have your way. Continue to use us for your glory. Oh, my God, continue to take this word. And, Lord God, we thank you. And we praise you for victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, on our next broadcast, we will continue, amen, this timely message, exposing Satan's weapons. Again, you've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We ask that you visit our website, amen, www.wopministries.org. Glory to God, there are exciting things going on in the ministry. We're thanking God for that. We're preparing for our conference coming up in May of 2009. Amen. Go to our website, and there's information on that. Glory to God. If you'd like to drop us an email, let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Amen. We do plan to be back, the Lord say the same, on Saturday morning, glory to God, with another broadcast. We pray, amen, that this broadcast has been a blessing. We ask that you pray for us, glory to God, that we will continue the work that God has called us to do. Until next time, beloved, I want you to be blessed and know that God loves you, he cares, and he's watching over his word concerning you to bring it to pass. God bless.